For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
I'm Cassidy, one of your Indianapolis Colts cheerleaders, and you're watching the Believe in Colts podcast.
What's going on, NFL fans? I'm Lawrence Owen. With me, as usual, is my guys Gerard Powers and Rodney McLeod, and we are here to talk about the Week 13 NFL schedule for the 2022 season. And there's quite a bit to talk about this week. First and foremost, I want to discuss is somehow earlier in the game, San Francisco loses Jimmy Garoppolo, and they still beat the Miami Dolphins 33-17. Still, what's the loss of Jimmy Garoppolo going to do for the Niners? Do they end up going after a certain quarterback that just got released in Baker Mayfield?
I don't think so. I think Shanahan just came out and said that that's not in their plans at the moment. But if you go back and watch, you know, some clips of that game, Mr. Irrelevant, quarterback they drafted last pick of last year draft, looked like he's a seasoned vet. I mean, he looked poised. He was making big throws, standing in the pocket. You know, he looked like, you know, I was well prepared for this opportunity. And, you know, sometimes the shock value that can – you know, have people, you know, thinking that, oh, they still got it figured out. But everybody knows once you get into the playoffs and, you know, where games are, you know, a lot of things are on the line. There's some pressure that goes on to where you need some guys that kind of been in that fire before and knows how to handle it. So I'm not sure what they're going to do, but I don't see Baker Mayfield going over to San Francisco to save the day. I think they'll just try to, you know, do it from within. Now, he might can go over there and be a backup or something like that, maybe. But I don't see him being signed by the San Francisco 49ers.
Basketball is back, and BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends on BetOnline. And as your continued source for all your sports wagering information, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports and events, whether that's NFL, NBA, NHL, MMA, tennis, boxing, even golf. Head to betonline.ag to join. Receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use the promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Yeah, I think they find a way to just trust what they have already with those guys on the team. And I think it's a greater challenge trying to bring somebody in, get them up to speed at this point in the season, right? And you have guys who have been on the roster from day one, been able to learn under Jimmy G and learn that scheme. And so I think they really just believe in the scheme, but then also in the surrounding cast, right? You have, you know, McCaffrey, you have Debo, and I think that's enough, right? You know, and you find ways to just get the ball in their hands, and then you have to turn to the other side. That defense is playing lights out, and they've done that since, you know, week one. and they've been very consistent. And so it's going to be a great challenge for them. And I feel like they're a bunch of guys who are up for that challenge and kind of getting them through these last 4 weeks of the season, 4 or 5 weeks of the season, you know, for them to go ahead and seal the deal and get into these playoffs. I'm not sure how long Jimmy G, they're saying he's going to be out, but I think that's the method that I would go with.
Because they said at first that he had a broke foot and he was out for the season, but I think some tests came back. And I mean, not a broke foot. They said maybe it was Lisfranc or something like that. But so now testing came back to where, you know, it might not be the initial result that they thought. So I think that he's still getting some reviews. But like you said, the 49ers got a core group that's been there for a while. They're strong, tight, bonded. I mean, you got core guys on offense, core guys on defense. And everybody knows quarterback position is important. I mean, but when you go down two starters, man, I mean, you know, Trey Lance started the season. Then, boom, he's out. And then Jimmy G comes back and shows people, you know, why he was, you know, the franchise guy at one point, and now he's out. But like you said, I mean, it's a well-ran organization, and I figured that they'll do it from within instead of trying to reach from without.
It makes a lot of sense.
Go ahead. No, I was going to say, I don't know where this puts them now once we get into the playoffs. You know, I think a lot of people really had them being able to potentially compete against the Eagles, right? And maybe even favorites coming out of that conference. But one of few teams who probably can go toe-to-toe with them and match up well, particularly because of their run game and then their defense.
And Lawrence, that's what I wanted to get into about what was going on in the league. The Eagles-Titans, you got A.J. Brown playing his first game versus his former team, and he goes crazy, and the GM gets fired right after that. And you're talking about a team that's heading to the playoffs, a team that's leading the division. So it sounds like some more might be up to that story. I'm not sure, but, I mean, you normally don't see a GM getting fired in December, especially when you're leading your division and, you know, you're getting ready for the playoffs.
Yeah, and I think he's been the GM since, like, 2016. You know, and it's not like they're having a bad season. That really came as a shock. When I read that earlier, I was like, oh my goodness, what are the Titans doing? This is not smart. Not this late. When, I mean, I get it. You just got beat, and yes, you're a former player, but I mean, I think you guys could attest that stuff happens, right? I mean, so
you're on the road, you know, versus the hottest team in the NFC and the league, pretty much, you know, that stuff happens.
Yeah, exactly, man.
Not to stay on this, but another game that was fun, like probably one of the most fun games I watched this year was that Cincinnati Bengals Chiefs game. And I don't know if y'all got to watch any of that. But Joe Burrow is 5-0 versus Pat Mahomes. And that's kind of crazy to think. He's 5-0 versus Pat Mahomes since he's been in the league. And, you know, and they found a way to win 27-24. And the game felt like it was the AFC championship. How, you know, it was going back and forth. Yeah, and it was just going back and forth. Guys making great plays and crucial moments. And I don't know if y'all guys got to watch it, but I think we got a new Brady versus Manning type of matchup that we got going here, you know, because everybody talk about how great Pat Mahomes is, and he's great, but it's kind of a crazy stat to me to think that Joe Burrow is 5-0 versus him since he's been in the league.
So you're calling Burrow the Brady because that was the situation, wasn't it? I mean,
because Peyton couldn't beat Brady.
Yeah, I mean he did in the playoffs, but during the regular season,
never could get it.
Yeah. He had all kind of issues doing that. So I don't understand, but that is weird to think that he's 5-0 against Patrick Mahomes. That in just a few years that he's been in the league too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the fact that they played each other that much. It's interesting alone, but of course, as we all know, the one that matters the most is once you get into the playoffs. And so we know what that did last year, that got rewarded Cincy with an opportunity, you know what I'm saying, to win a ship. And so, you know, as we get down this stretch, man, like, will they meet up again and what are the results going to look like, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
definitely. They're both looking like they're going to be in the playoffs. One's 8-4, the other's 9-3. Yeah.
And so since he's fought back, they fought back. You know, they started
slow. Yep.
Yeah, but they found their groove now.
You want to talk about how good the NFC East is right now? I mean, because this is ridiculous. When the worst team in that division record wise is 7-5-1, okay, that is the worst team in that division. The Commanders and the Giants fought Sunday and tied 20-all. So you got the Giants that are 7-4-1. You got the Commanders, which are 7-5-1. You know, and then Dallas, of course, we already know what happened with Dallas. And the Eagles, we talked about them blowing out the Titans as well, and they're 11-1. That is crazy that the worst team has a two-game – the worst team record-wise in that division has a two-game in the positive of the 500 mark. I've never seen that before. I don't think I've ever seen that before in the NFL.
Yeah, it might be the biggest turnaround in a division, you know, ever when you talk about just record-wise. I mean, but it's no fluke with their records. I mean, people can say what they want about the Giants. They're a damn good football team. You know, I'm one of those guys that really believe you are what your record says you are. And I know at first I was like, the Giants, you know, yeah, they're winning. But now, I mean, we're in December. Everybody knows how important December football is. You know, normally when you get in December, you want to be fighting for something. And everybody in that division, every game matters from here on out. I mean, obviously the Eagles got a big lead on everybody, but you know, from 2-4, you know, every game matters. You know, you can't have a slip up. So I expect to see the best football from their respective teams, you know, for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I would beg to differ though, because as we get down, you know, these last 4 weeks, man. I mean, the Eagles they play head to head matchups, with their division. There's a lot. There's a lot that can shift, as you know, within two weeks. True. You know what I'm saying? You go down two. You go down two to these division opponents, and you can find yourself, because one of them is Dallas in 2 weeks. You can find yourself in second place, right, and losing the opportunity at a first round bye. As we know, the number one seed now is the only team that's granted with that. Opportunity.
I guess I was thinking with the coach situation, we played all our division games with the first 6 weeks of the season. So, you know, we got one more left. So I forgot about that. Those guys do got to play each other these last 4 weeks.
That's how they do with the NFC East, you know, being a part of that for the past 6 years. They try to line it up, you know, down that stretch. Last six or five, because they know some way, like, normally it's only two teams really fighting, but I haven't been a part of this where all four teams are one in the playoff picture, and two out of the four teams are fighting for potentially maybe a number one or two seed in the conference.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I don't know, Rodney, when you were in St. Louis and my Arizona days, I remember 1 year, I think St. Louis, us, Arizona, and Seattle. And I want to say it might not have been all four, though, but I want to say it was like 3-10, because I know my first year, 2013, we went 11-5 and missed the playoffs.
There was a year I know for sure, like three teams. And I know it wasn't
St. Louis.
We was always 7-9, man. Like, gotcha. We would mess around and beat a Seattle, beat there, but then the team that you would expect us to beat, played down to the competition. But NFC West was strong, you know, during my first 4 years. Yeah, real strong.
Absolutely. I'm looking at the records right now, and, you know, you look at the division leaders right now with the Eagles 11-1, the Vikings 10-2, The Niners are 8-4 and the Buccaneers are at 500. It would have been weird for the Buccaneers to lose that game and still
be one
and still be up there, but they're 6-6. The next closest team. Okay. So the NFC East right now, well, as I said, Washington Commanders is the worst team record wise, 7-5-1. The only team that is even competing with them right now for the playoff spots, the Seattle Seahawks at 7-5.
Mm-hmm.
So how weird would it be? Is it possible that the NFC, teams? Yes.
That's yeah. wild. Has that that's ever been wild. Done before? I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so. Might, that's wild.
That might be history. If they're able to pull that off, that tie might save them too.
Right? Right? Because the next closest team has 5 wins in the NFC after that. That's it. So it is quite possible that all.
What about Heinicke, man? What about Heinicke?
Baller, man. Take just advantage of your opportunities, man.
Getting it done. Getting it done.
I've always loved Heinicke's, like, he fights. Like, when he goes out there, you can see the fight, the dog in him, right? He's always. He's just like what you guys were talking about. You know, you're out there, you know, putting it on the line every play. And as a quarterback, he does that himself, you know. And he always looks for a way to make something positive, even on something that looks like it's going to end up being negative. Now, he doesn't always get it done, but he's always trying to. And you can see his progression from last year to this year, as a matter of fact, you know, learning when to get rid of the football at times.
I think the biggest thing I see from Heinicke, though, is from a leadership standpoint, that team plays better with him at the helm. I mean, it just seems like everybody's fighting a little bit harder, you know, because of him, that's his style of play. Blue collar, it ain't flashy. You know, he's just doing whatever he got to do to get the job done. And it seems like that's their mold. I mean, obviously, with their head coach, he's a blue collar guy. And it just seems like they finally found, you know, who they truly are.
Absolutely. And Ron Rivera and Heinicke era's, you know, been good. 2020, that was probably one of the worst. We were one of the worst divisions at that time, and Washington managed to sneak in and walk away with that division. And we know Heinicke was at the forefront for that last year, not so much. But now this year again, he didn't come in as a starter, but he's putting them in a position down the stretch to get themselves a seat at the dance.
Absolutely. You talk about the Burrow beating Mahomes. The Bills, like on Thursday Night Football, put a whooping on the Patriots, at least in the way it looked like to me. Mm-hmm. There was a pass from Josh Allen that I don't care. Like the one where he was jumping out of bounds midair and threw that ball cross body, opposite direction in the air with a ton of zip on it in a perfect spot for the touchdown. That was unbelievable to me. I thought that was one of the best throws I had ever seen from him. And people are saying, oh, that's not that tough. And I'm sitting there going, what do you mean that's not tough? What? Do you watch football?
Man, sometimes people be thinking like professional sports is like video game type stuff. I mean, people don't understand how hard it is to make certain plays and to even just play on that level. I mean, some of these guys got just tremendous, you know, God-giving ability. And Josh Allen is one of those guys. I mean, we haven't seen a quarterback. Well, we probably seen quarterback this size, but not this size, that can run like this and has an arm like this and, you know, can move his body this way or that way and still make top throws. But the things that we raved Josh Allen about just a couple weeks ago when they played the Vikings, he made a similar throw and it got picked off by Patrick Peterson, you know. So it's just one of those things, like, this is what makes me great and I'm going to continue to do this because I trusted myself to make these plays.
Yeah, absolutely. And you got to, You know, Mahomes does the same thing. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. Yeah. But if you're one of only maybe three people that can make that play, you might as well try.
That's the reason why. That's the reason why they're where they're at is making those type plays. So there's no need to stop doing it now. So,
absolutely. So right now, sitting with the end of week 13 done, who do you think are the AFC's wild card runners right now? Do you guys have an idea on that?
Let me see. Let me pull up wild card. Let me see. AFC.
Now there's Chargers in the running. Yeah. Bengals, right? Bengals, Ravens. I don't know who. Did Bengals pass, may have passed them?
No.
What's the Browns record?
Browns are 5-7.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The Bengals and the Ravens are both 8-4. The Bengals are behind them because of the head-to-head.
Yeah.
And then you got the Dolphins, who are 8-4.
Jets, 7-5.
Jets are 7-5. Yeah. Yep. And the Chargers are 6-6. And the Raiders have won three straight now. They're only five and seven.
You know what? I hope the Jets make it. I hope the Jets get in. Man, if the Jets get in, that would be probably one of the most, I guess, better coaching jobs, better seasons that I've seen, you know, from a team that young that, you know, just figured it out. I mean, you change your quarterback and he's lighting the league up right now, you know, and you got all these young superstars that don't know nothing else but just playing football. And if they find a way to sneak in this thing and get in, they'll be one of them teams that's like, hey, man, this first round matchup versus the Jets, yeah, you think it's sweet. And they'll mess around and beat somebody in the playoffs that, you know, they're not supposed to beat.
I mean, Mike White was 31-57 in that game against the Vikings where they lost, but he didn't throw any touchdowns and he had two picks.
Yeah, and they were down like, you know, 14, 17 points. But what I'm saying, that second half, for them to come out and versus a hot team in the Vikings that's, you know, 10-2 and come out and have a chance to win it, you know, at the end of it, you know, it just shows you what type of team and what type of players they got in that organization.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It ain't the same old Jets is what I'm getting
at. Nah. I don't know if they're going to have enough to hold on, though. No.
You don't think so?
I just got a feeling, man, that, like, we played it. I mean, the Chargers, they're sitting right there. We played them in a few weeks, of course, but I think they're making a push. You know, you're looking at Raiders and like, can they do it? You know, sneak in and come down to the last game. But I feel like for some reason the Jets, man, are going to – they might have the winning record, but I think they might just come up a little shy of the playoffs.
Okay. Right. Something to keep our eye on. We might have to make a bet on that.
There you go. Yeah. So you don't think the Patriots have an outside shot of
– No.
Sitting at 6-6.
We don't even know who's calling the plays for the Patriots. They're too up and down for me. They're just too up and down, man.
You talk about the Chargers. They're 6-6 as well, though. I know,
but they got some dogs over there. Patriots are still rebuild. I think they should just rebuild and call it a day. Just go and let everybody know they're rebuilding.
All right. And did you get to watch any of Deshaun Watson, his first game back in the NFL?
I definitely read up on it and, you know, just seeing how the experience was with him going back to Houston, saw the owner turned her back, you know, the owner's wife turned the back on him and, you know, fans were killing him and all that. But I heard it was a shaky start. He looked rusty. I mean, you haven't played football in 700 days. You should look rusty. I mean, but for them to come out with a win 27-15, you know, it kind of quiet the critics a little bit. But, you know, I heard he looked rusty, though.
Okay. Any thoughts about Deshaun's first game back, Rodney?
I did not catch any of the highlights, to be honest. I know there was a lot of distractions, of course, and a lot of attention elsewhere, you know, for obvious reasons. So
yeah.
I'm sure that also contributed to, you know, him, you know, not having probably, you know, the best outing, right? And you know, being back in uniform and, like you said, 700 days. So I did not see the clippings, but at the end of the day, a win cures it all, man. And we like Gerard said, you quickly to forget, silence, you know, the critics for a little bit, and you know, maybe he can get back to just normal ball next week.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you figure that was his shaky comeback start game. Next week he goes to Cincy. That's going to be a game. We'll see. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens there. Right. All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for this episode, where we kind of went over the week 13 slate of games that happened for this NFL 2022 season. That was Gerard Powers, Rodney McLeod, and myself. This was Believe in Colts, brought to you by Bet Online. And as usual, go Colts.
Do you believe?
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.